My message is entitled, The Lessons of Difficult Times. Now, televangelist Robert Schuller once famously said, tough times never last, but tough people do. Now, admittedly, it's a somewhat clever turn of phrase, and if you actually ever made it through a difficult time, it certainly would make you feel proud of yourself for being so strong. And for that matter, if you had a particularly calm life with not many difficult times, I would have to imagine that it rings fairly true as well. But here's the thing. I've known some very strong people who did not make it through tough times. And, you know, before COVID-19 runs its course, I sadly suspect that we all will know a tough person who may not have made it. And the reality is, for some people in the world, tough times never end. See, my best, possibly better take on tough times comes from German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, who says, that which does not kill us makes us stronger. Well, even that, though, it denies the reality that while difficult times may pass, we sometimes get sort of mentally stuck in those times. If it's a particularly traumatic time for the person, it can even result in post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. And with PTSD, part of the person's mind gets, well, to oversimplify it, a bit stuck in the precipitating event. They may have disturbing thoughts or feelings related to the events. They might exhibit mental or physical distress to trauma-related cues. They frequently also attempt to avoid trauma-related cues and may have a heightened kind of startle response. And not only that, but folks with PTSD are at a higher risk of suicide. So, that which does not kill us makes us stronger. Well, not always. And the point that I'm trying to make is that we sometimes try to oversimplify the complexity of tough times. So I just wanted to acknowledge that before I proceeded to somewhat oversimplify the complexity of tough times. In the rest of my message today, part of this message will be a list of things, and I'm going to encourage you to chime in the comment sections below. Tell me who you are, where you're from, and if you'd like, add to the list or give your thoughts and feedback. Now, what equates a tough time for one of us might not necessarily equate a tough time for the rest of us. Life experience, the number of times you survived a difficult time in your life, and a whole myriad of differing life perspectives can all greatly impact how you experience a difficult time in your life. Now, for some of us, stay-at-home orders will be fairly easy if you're not a bit bored. Now, for others, it will always be remembered as a time of hardships, struggles, poor health, loss, financial difficulties. You know, secular humanism and most religions place a high value on compassion, something we talked about last week. And part of compassion comes from recognizing that what is traumatic to someone else may not be traumatic to you, and vice versa. Firstly, the old adage of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps has unfortunately become a favorite slogan of some folks who simply don't get this. You know, sometimes you just can't. But sometimes you can. And that is what this talk is about. The times we do manage to to make it through the difficult times and what we may, well, what we may find in them and how we can gain from them. In part, when we recognize the reality of the upside of getting through tough times, it can make it easier to actually get through those tough times. And as we in the U.S. begin to enter into what will be the most difficult times of the COVID-19 virus, I can't help but think it might be a good time to think about the positive lessons we can learn from tough times. Now, hear me clearly, that does not make the tough times good. It just means that we figured out how to get something helpful out of what remains a definitively bad time. So let's talk about a few skill sets that can serve us well during tough times. After all, we have to actually survive them to get the benefits of having survived them. So here's 9 things to keep in mind during tough times. Number one, acknowledge and feel your feelings. See, ignoring what you're feeling, packing it down inside is not going to help you get past the situation. Acknowledging those feelings and expressing them is healthy and important in making it through. Now, talk about your situation to someone as well. Talking about it helps you sort out your anxieties and your worries rather than allow them to continue to grow and fester inside. Number 3, get some perspective. Now, you may be able to do this on your own, or it may come through talking to a trusted friend or a counselor. Be evaluative of your situations. Is it truly a catastrophe, or is it more of an inconvenience in the big scheme of things? Being realistic, though, is important. Do not underestimate where you are. Number 4. Practice, and this one can be hard sometimes, practice being calm. I did it just before we went to the live broadcast. If you deep, soothing breaths, whether it's a meditation or those kind of breathing exercises or just being still, whatever works best for you, practice being calm in order to focus on those things which you can control and let go of those things that you cannot. And it has the added benefit of sort of just grounding you in the present. Number 5. Ask for help. This may actually be the most difficult one for some of us. We tend to want to both protect others from what we are going through and want to be strong enough to handle it on our own. Frankly, that's kind of ridiculous. If friends and family, if they're only meant for good times, what kind of relationship is that? Anyway, plus asking for help and receiving help typically strengthens relationships, and we certainly need that now. Number 6, focus on the healthy relationships. Keyword healthy. Particularly here in toxic times, toxic relationships are draining. Don't expend too much of your energy on relationships that drain that energy. Now, that's not to say, and please hear this, do not cut those people out of your life if it is possible. We all need some form of connection and connectedness during these times, but just be aware of limiting your time with them for right now. Number 7, do something about the situation. It's far too easy to get caught up in the difficulties and the stress that goes along with it to the point that we sort of start stagnating and getting stuck in the issues. you know, avoiding the situation just adds to the anxiety of the situation. So instead, begin gathering information, make an informed decision, do something about it. Whether it is to, and I just touched my face, didn't I? I tried. Do something about it. One example would be all of those who have decided to start making handmade masks for those on the front lines at hospitals. Anything like that. Do something about it, no matter how small or big it may feel. Number eight, don't conflate the situation with who you are. You know, it is deceptively easy to let a difficult situation start to define how you see yourself as a person. You, and hear this clearly, you are not the tough times that you are going through. Tough times are just a part of life. You are much bigger. You are more than any current situation might seem to be trying to say about you. And finally, in my list, number nine. You know, don't lose sight of the fact that going through hard times, while it's rough and it is uncomfortable, well, it does have some hidden benefits that may come out of it. Now, that's definitely not to say that the experience of being homeless or jobless, a victim of identity theft, losing your home and most of your belongings to a fire, a flood, or a tornado, living with cancer in your body, it's not to say that those can be enjoyed, because tough times are just pretty crappy. But it is to say that psychologists tell us that when we come through those tough times, they can make us stronger physically and mentally. Traumatic events tend to force us to re-examine our beliefs and priorities. They can help us break out of habitual ways of thinking and habitual ways of being. One area where that's particularly true is with relationships. After going through a traumatic event like losing a loved one, people usually feel closer to their friends and other family members. You know, before the trauma, we tend to take for granted our friendships and kinships with those we have in our lives. And after the trauma, we tend to realize how precious time is. How precious time is for sharing life with those who are the closest to us in our lives. And we make more of an effort to connect with them. And as I mentioned earlier, if we are reaching out to people during our struggles, well, we tend to strengthen those relationships. So be certain to reach out to those in your life. So, traumatic events tend to force us to re-examine our beliefs and our priorities. And they can help us break out of habitual ways of thinking and being. And ultimately they can also increase creativity. Sometimes out of loss, there can actually be a creative gain. Of course, it is important. It's important to say that trauma is neither necessary nor sufficient for creativity. But the creativity can even become a sort of coping mechanism after a difficult experience. Some people might even find that going through tough times has forced them to question some of their assumptions about the world and how it works, which can cause them to think more creatively about life in general. You know, of course, surviving a particularly difficult event can make us feel stronger physically and mentally just for having survived it. It can help teach us that we can be more adaptable than we ever thought we were before. Psychologists actually believe that after a person survives a particularly a death-defying event, their actual thought process changes significantly. And they began to think of themselves more capable of handling anything that life throws at them. Making it through difficult times also tends to make us more empathetic when others are going through difficult times. And more than that, having managed our way through it, we tend to have a heightened awareness of what it takes to do so. And when people are going through tough times, an empathetic friend with the experience of having been in a similar situation, that may be the very thing that friend needs to get through their difficult time as well. And finally, the single biggest upside to getting through tough times is the knowledge that you are more than capable of getting through tough times. So that next time a tough situation hits you, you're more likely to take the attitude, I have done this before and I can do it again. Now, life definitely has its ups and downs, its tough times, and I am in no way suggesting that those tough times are a good thing. They simply are not. They are not. They're just awful. I'm just suggesting that when you find yourself in tough times, that not only should you not let yourself end up feeling like you won't survive, but when you do survive, you should be aware that you can use the experience. You can use that experience to create an even better life for yourself and for others. Thank you for joining us today. A couple of quick reminders, if you are able. Would certainly appreciate you going to athinkingchurch.org and clicking on the donate button. Also, in the comments below, please feel free to leave a message of who you are. If you'd like, make a comment, other suggestions, add to our list. And finally, folks, stay home, wash your hands, and love one another.